Welcome, Leslie. Thank you for everything. And so ground rules for communication. This is a really difficult season for a lot of people, a lot of transition. And so in that transition that many people in the room are also facing, I hope that we stay in tune with our mission statement, that we are here as a listener-sponsored radio, that we are here under a license to broadcast, which is non-commercial for educational purposes, and that we conduct ourselves accordingly, and which is under the rules and bylaws and Robert's rules, and that we flow along accordingly. If there is anything you feel you need to extend hyper to the situation, please let anybody know. And so we can just make sure that we're maintaining the order of the meeting and supporting everybody in this room that also needs support. It seems like just in the universe, like there's a lot of stuff going on. So with that, let's move forward. Let's stay grounded. And let's stay with Robert's Rules and the mission statement and with KPFK and Pacifica. So we have excused absence requests to...
We have two from Brooks and Lafferty.
Okay. I move to excuse absence.
A second.
Are there any objections? Okay. So moved.
Mr. Crumshaw.
Yeah, remind me at night when somebody comes in.
Welcome, Mr. Crumshaw. The next is timekeeper.
Oh, yes.
Is there any, you're cool?
Yeah, but can I borrow a pen?
Yeah. Gold or silver?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so timekeeper agenda approval. Are there any amendments? Okay.
So I have approval of the agenda. Okay. You can pass without. Does anyone?
Is there any objection to approval of the agenda at this point, Ms. Coffin?
Well, I think the LSB needs to be. I picked up from Terry Guy these waivers, so I think the board needs to do something with them.
Okay, thank you.
So I'd like to add that to the agenda.
Okay. I think that's a little bit more important than new business. Sometimes we don't get to new business. Can we?
Pardon?
Sometimes we don't get to new business. Is there a place where that's kind of urgent, I think, to know where those are going?
It is new business.
Well, ask her what she wants or how much time she needs.
I mean, we don't
right.
have...
Is there a place that you want it and time that you need for it?
New
or
business.
Is that where your request is?
I don't know.
New business? Okay. Yeah. There's a request for that. It's a...
Is that a motion?
If you want a manual.
Yes.
That's a motion.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Any business?
I second. So new business would be item 11.
Is that okay? So clarification on your motion is that you need to, you have in possession the waivers and you need to know where they go?
Let me clarify.
Please.
I have in possession waivers from Terry Guy from the station that he was given to bring here. Rather than him coming out here, I picked them up for him. That's all I know.
And explain what waivers...
Okay, that's the one.
Okay, and Mr. Mayor?
I'm just unclear as to what the waivers are, who they pertain to, what has
okay,
to
happen
with them.
That happens during the item.
That'll happen during the item. So
is there an action necessary?
I'm asking for you to put this on the item, and my suggestion is that it goes not under new business because it sounds Pretty, or did, can you, do you have a place you might want to amend the motion?
I asked for it to be under new business, so it's
okay. That's the motion on the table.
And I seconded her motion.
Okay.
So just
we have an opportunity for the first quorum in months, and I suggest that we move through things as expediently as possible, and by taking a long time for minor elements, we're wasting all of our time. So I would move that we put it in new business without objection, moving forward to the next item, and move expediently today.
Right, that's a confirmation. Is there any objection? Okay. We do have a deadline, I think, by the 26th of... so that passes without objection. I would like to remind folks that we do at this point need to set a meeting for a waiver or with our waiver committee to make sure, because there are other waivers that have been submitted through the station itself, so there's some that have come through Terry also. So we need to make sure that we set our appointment as a waiver committee before... the deadline, I think, is now extended till the 26th. Is that correct? Wait, can I get a cut? Is that 26 correct?
Well, we can do it during the scheduling. Let's do it during the scheduling.
Okay. You know, these are people as welcome as being in the public. They're here also by name participating. So we need to acknowledge them.
Out of order. This is not discussion time.
I'm a chair. I will.
No.
I will chair. You will not. I will chair the meeting. Thank you.
Point of order.
I'd like to make a motion that we meet as a waiver committee on Wednesday.
Point of
Wednesday
order.
Night,
okay. There's two motions on the floor. We need to vote on.
Point of order.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry.
Point of order.
Excuse me. Allow me to call. I hear your point of order. Thank you, Ms. Kaufman. Okay. It is a difficult time for a lot of people. Please allow me
point
to
of order.
Excuse me. I'm speaking. I understood your point of order.
She's allowed
give me
to
one
raise
second.
The point.
I heard the point. I will get to the point.
Ask her what's her point.
You need to be recognized. Give me a second. You're taking all my time. One second.
Sure.
It is a difficult time. Okay. Give me a second to process some things right now.
Yeah. Sure.
That's all I ask.
Point of order.
Okay. Are you're running for this, remember?
Point of order.
Go ahead.
There is no election or waiver committee. So in order to put it to set a date for a waiver committee, we have to form a waiver committee.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, but we are on the agenda item right now. And so we're going
to... I was responding to
okay,
the point that
you're
we need to
point.
The meeting
thank
for
you.
The...
Excuse me, I've not called on you. I've heard your point. It's not a debate. I've heard you.
Can we get on with the...
Yes, we are moving on. Thank you.
Let's see. We have to approve the agenda. We amended the agenda. It has to be approved.
I move to approve the agenda with the amendment.
Second.
Are there any objections? None. Thank you.
Oh. Okay.
You had.
We didn't set a time limit for the. Wait. Okay.
It's an early basis.
Okay. Pardon me?
It's gone. It's been approved.
You can schedule a meeting during schedule.
During okay. That time at that item, you can. Okay. Community announcement.
No.
We're on LSB minutes approval.
You're skipping.
Minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. From August 20th.
Oh, no, announce it. Minutes approval.
I know, I'm announcing that right now. From August 20th, February 18th, or August 20th of last year, February 18th of this year, and March 22nd of this year, we need approval for minutes.
I move to approve the minutes.
May 2nd.
Call for vote.
No, I object.
Call for objection.
I'd like to call
I talk to you? Okay, so there's an objection before I call. Ask for objection.
Objection.
Okay.
Can you call me, please, to make my objection?
Can you let her run the meeting?
Ms. Coffin?
There was no quorum of that meeting?
Can you specify the date and the clarified statement?
August
about 90 20th. Seconds?
Isn't that the one that we are approving?
One of them, yeah.
Go ahead.
I think we're doing... Are we doing a point of information? Are we doing them one at a time? We're on August 20th is what I thought I heard you say, correct?
I listed all three. You have 90 seconds.
Point of procedure.
Well, I have an objection to March 22nd.
Point of procedure.
March 22nd. Go ahead, Ms. Medina.
Ms. Kaufman can move to the divide if she'd like.
Could you use the mic?
Would you like to move to divide the motion?
Yes, please.
Okay. And can you specify how you'd like to divide it?
One by one.
One by one?
Yeah.
Three meetings.
Okay. So is there a second to Ms. Kaufman's motion? Divide the motions one by one?
Second.
Okay.
Seconded by Fred Blair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, because we've approved the agenda, we do have a time certain on this call to order item now that the calendar is in place. So,
with
the 15 minutes going,
you have 3 minutes.
We've got 3 minutes left.
Okay, well, let's
talk about it.
Okay.
Well,
so, you want to move independently. So, August 20th, 2014, scheduled meeting. Are there any objections to these approved minutes?
Yes.
Okay, there's one objection.
So then you take the regular.
Okay. So
you don't have to call a roll. You can do a regular.
Can we take? Are you in favor of?
Just ask to hand vote.
Approving the August 28th meeting from last year.
Yes.
Okay. Can you raise your hand if you are in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in favor. If you object. 1, 2, 3, object. Abstention? 1 abstention.
And do we get discussion on this?
The vote's been taken.
Yeah.
We're going to the next one.
No discussion.
Okay, we don't have time. We've got 3 minutes, and we have one more.
Let's move on.
Okay. Excuse me, side talk. Please, excuse me. Okay, again, we've got probably about a minute and a half, and we have to do announcements. Okay, it's been 3 months. We need to do the announcements. We're on time certain. So for February 18th of this year, is there any objection? Okay, I do not see any objection.
Well, I'm gonna abstain.
The vote did go through, so
now you have to call.
Okay, yeah.
The vote.
So we'll call the vote. So if you want to abstain, and it was no formal objection. So if you're in favor of approving the minutes.
Point of information: this is an executive session.
No, it's the open.
It's open session. We have not met in quorum for quite a while, Ms. Kaufman. We haven't seen you for months.
Okay.
So we've got
Take
to.
Them.
Okay, we're taking a vote. What's uncalled for? I have not seen her for months. What's that?
Let's move on.
It's going to the
forward. Board. We're out of. We're going to get out of time. Okay. If you're in favor of approving the minutes from February 18th, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9, yes. If you're opposed to approving those minutes, no opposed. If you're.
I am opposed.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were abstain. Okay. Okay, so one is opposed. If you have abstained.
Can we get a roll call?
We're already in the middle of a vote. I'm sorry.
Excuse
me. We're in the middle. We're going to be at time on this item.
No, she can have the
roll call. Go ahead.
It's in the middle of
You just need to pay attention, Ms. Kaufman.
Roll call,
I know. Let's just have our Let's just have a roll call.
Okay.
You didn't call for abstention.
Okay.
No, it was asked for abstention, so you call for the entire vote, and then you take the abstention, and that was the turn we were taking, and now
we're on time for this agenda item.
We are on,
so we have no discussion for the following.
Okay, so there's no more discussion.
But we still have to do the roll call.
Roll call.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Ike Antrim. Rodrigo, not here. Fred Blair.
Staying.
Lydia Person.
Yes.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Luis Garcia. Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall. Well, I'm sorry, I'll come back to the chair. Yes, sir. Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred, Jim, Johnson. Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Maris.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
I'm Steve. I know what his friends
are. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
John Winger not here. Lon Hickey not here. Madam Chair, the yeses are 9, the noes are 0, the abstains are 4. Do you wish to vote?
Wait,
moving on.
It's passed. Yeah, it's passed.
But you wish to vote?
She doesn't need to. She should only be a tiebreaker. Yeah. You can move on.
Okay.
So thank you for the time to take up for the announcements that we're going to go on.
We have to go past the March 22nd.
I thought we were at time on.
No, we have to do the votes because they've already been.
Sorry,
on the
one
floor.
More time. This is so sad. We have no announcement time.
What are we voting on?
March 22nd.
Oh, I object. I have an objection.
The vote's over. You missed the vote.
No.
No more time for discussion, but we have to vote. Because when the time expires, you vote.
Okay, there is a vote.
Point of order.
Excuse me.
Point of order. We separated them. We divided them.
Excuse me. I'm clarifying your point of order. We are on the third part of the divided part. We've done 2 votes. We are on a third vote. We are at time on this item. We must vote on it.
No, absolutely.
But point of order is always in order.
You're out of order.
Excuse me. Hey, Ms. Parker. Well,
I object. I object.
Okay, so we'll take a vote.
No, Lydia, no vote. Okay. These minutes.
Excuse me, you are out of order. You don't have the floor right now. Excuse me. We are taking a vote. We are at time. We are on the March 22nd, 2015 open session meeting. There was an objection. We're taking a vote. We are at time. Thank you.
So you can ask.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, we'll take a hand. We'll take a. Okay, we'll do roll call. There's a request for roll call vote. So, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir. Ms. Merrick?
Through the chair, if you would, as I've stated when I was chairperson after reading Breaking Robert's Rules, the books about how people manipulate the rules to steer a meeting to their own agenda. Roll call votes typically get called just to stall the meeting. We can have a vote in 30 to 60 seconds. When we turn it into a roll call vote every time, we take 5 more minutes out of this crucial time we have.
Exactly.
If it's a close vote and it's reasonable to ask for a roll call, great. We don't need to entertain every single request for a roll call vote.
That's right.
I move that we go to regular voting the rest of the meeting and move through the agenda for the first time in a year.
Right.
I second that.
Any objections? Okay. If you are in favor of approving the minutes for March 22nd, 2015, please raise your hand. Open session.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
In favor. If you object, have you got disrupted? Okay, there's no objections.
Opposed.
Sorry.
Wait. Abstention.
You got abstentions and objections?
No. Yes, no, and abstention.
Yes, no, abstention.
Yeah, I'm asking objections. Like,
No.
Sorry, it's not objection, it's opposition. I'm sorry.
Abstention.
I apologize. Are there any opposed?
No.
We already did that.
I had to clarify the vocabulary. Abstentions? 3. And 1 not voting member.
Were we voting?
Well, ask Kim.
She did,
Kim, did you want to vote no or abstain? Because we didn't get. We're about to finish. Okay, so this one, Madam Chair, this one no.
There's 1.
The yeses are 9.
I was not allowed to make my objection.
Okay,
and there
excuse me, you don't have the floor.
Yep.
Okay. 1 is welcome. So Rodrigo and Luis. John? We've run out of time to make our announcements. I do need to use my chair stretch right now, and I do need to make an announcement, at least, that the elections deadline has been extended till the 26th of this month. So if you need signatures, or need it, you know, to encourage people to become members of the radio station. It's on July 26th.
No, no, members.
Oh, sorry.
July 14th.
Excuse me, candidates. Sorry, let me clarify that. Membership, you already need to be a member to be a voting member for any candidate applying by July 26th.
July 14th.
14th.
The membership closed July 14th.
The nomination period is the 26th.
Let me repeat that. Membership, in order to be a voting member, has closed on July 14th. To become a voting member for anybody who is applying as a candidate by July 26th. Okay. Sorry. So scheduling, next outreach committee meeting, Ms. Reza. When is the next meeting? Do you have a date?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday is...
Station 7.
What, do you have the date? 7 o'clock?
23rd.
Okay, July 23rd, Thursday, 7 o'clock at the station. The next governance meeting... Dr. Wenger.
It says right there. It's right there. Just read.
August 17th at 7:30 p.m. here at the Peace Center. Which Dr. Wenger was in?
Yes. Well,
that's fine.
Finance Committee is Tuesday, August 18th, 6 to 8 p.m. at KPFK in North Hollywood. The next local station board meeting will be on a Wednesday. So it'll be a weekday meeting, August 19th at 7 p.m. here at the Peace Center. Personnel Committee. Are you raising your hand for personnel?
No, I'm raising
okay.
my hand for this.
One second,
topic.
Then we'll get. Okay. Brenda or Mr. Crump, do you have anything for personnel?
I'm not on the
Mr.
committee.
Crumshaw, any meeting dates? Yeah, I. Program Oversight Committee. Okay. And not PND Committee of Inclusion.
You didn't set another meeting yet.
Okay. So that meeting will be announced. And thank you to all the community members that have just walked in since we just started. So implementation follow up action items.
I didn't have my hand up for this topic.
Okay, thank you for a reminder. Ms. Kaufman, you go.
I'd like to make a motion that the outreach committee hand in some minutes. We have no idea what they do, what they have done for the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
So I'm moving that.
Okay.
Second.
You, what are you seconding, Mr. Crumshaw?
The motion that has been requested several times, which is to have the outreach provide
okay.
written
that's
records
that's
of their activities.
Cool. Is there any objection to that motion? Clarified. Okay. Are you objecting?
I don't have an objection, but I have a point of information.
Is that, there's no objection?
We're in a vote.
Okay, so there's no objection. Okay. And
motion passes.
And then the motion passes, and then Mr. Reyes?
Yes, you know, I mean, we haven't been able to, committees have not been able to report on their activities because there hasn't been a quorum present for the last 4 months. So I know that the outreach committee has been a very active community in the community, so I just wanted to caveat that with the information that was just put forward.
Thank you. Yeah, I do believe it's been about 3 months since we've been able to see some faces in a long time. You've seen some faces, many faces.
Moving on, moving it.
I'm moving it. Report out of the March 22nd executive session meeting.
Just read what this. Just read that. Or unless you want to elaborate, but that's the report out.
The KPFK Local Station Board considered the report of the General Manager Search Committee and decided on a list of candidates for KPFK General Manager to submit to the Pacifica Interim Executive Director. So that was from 4 months ago.
Point of order. That meeting did not have a response.
Okay, well, minutes have been approved of. Okay, that's an opinion.
It's not an opinion.
Excuse me, please do not have the floor. General manager, we would like to honor our general manager here, Ms. Lizzie Radford, with a report summary. There's 30 minutes on this item. 5 minutes for her to summarize her report, 15 minutes for forward question and answer. Then there's public comment. So, Mr. Merrick?
Through the chair, it's scheduled at 2 o'clock. It says we're going to a delegates meeting, so how are we handling that then? If it's now 2 o'clock?
3 minutes out of the hand.
I know this meeting didn't achieve quorum until 1:20.
Can we modify for 15? Minutes. Can we modify for 15 minutes? We have not had a report from the new general manager. It's imperative.
How about I make a motion?
Please, make a motion. I was entertaining the idea.
I have a motion that we extend the first meeting by 15 minutes. We cut the general manager's time in half, and she uses that 15 minutes to offer her report.
Second.
Thank you. Any objections?
Who seconded it?
Chuck Anderson.
Okay, Chuck Anderson. Thank you, Chuck. And there is an objection from Ms. Kaufman. Okay, so we'll take a vote.
No,
she has an objection.
Discussion is in order.
Do we have time for discussion?
She has an objection. She always does. So let's give her. Let her speak.
Can you time?
Oh,
yeah. It just you've got to call us.
Are you going to call on Kim to speak?
She's been addressed. Ms. Kaufman, go ahead.
I think that to eliminate questions from the board and the public regarding the general manager is completely inappropriate. KPFK did not pay payroll last month. I think this is a very serious financial situation that the board needs to address. And if the board cannot spend 15 minutes on discussing with the general manager the finances of this organization, that is we're not doing our fiduciary responsibility there. So I object to cutting 15 minutes from our discussion with the general manager.
Through the chair. If I could accept that friendly amendment to this motion, we can move forward very promptly and not eat up any more time.
Go ahead.
I accept the friendly amendment. I would recommend that we do reduce general manager's time to 15 minutes, giving her 5 minutes to speak and us 10 minutes to Q&A, and we'll eliminate public comment and her respondents to the public as per Kim.
Can you clarify?
I objected to cutting it down at all. I should say what it was on the agenda.
So at 2 o'clock, we go to the next meeting?
Okay. Ms. Reyes?
Yes. The motion's already been made. I think we should just move on with the motion that was made, and this way we can get...
Is there a second?
I do want the public to be able to, to have the opportunity to provide questions as well.
I'm sorry.
Point of order.
Point of clarification.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Dutch made a motion to cut the agenda item in half to 15 minutes.
Because we're at
Ms. Kaufman is asking not to change the agenda item and keep it as is, therefore moving our start time for the delegates assembly to 2:30. Am I incorrect?
Yes.
Okay, if that's the case, please let's move on to a vote.
Point of personal privilege. I'd like to respond. Yes, it does matter.
Excuse me, I have the floor and a point of order.
It does matter.
I have the floor and a point of order. We are at time for the delegates assembly meeting that was set for time certain at 2 o'clock. If we want to vote, we should move immediately to a vote on whether to extend the meeting or not. Otherwise, we have to go to the delegates meeting.
Can we go to a vote, please, on extending or not? We're going to go to a vote. I'm going to go straight to the vote on if you are in favor of Mr. Merrick's motion.
But he amended it, didn't he?
No, there is an amendment. So we need to vote on the amendment first.
Right, his amendment to his original motion.
No, Ms. Coffin.
Which is not an amendment.
Got it. Okay. Excuse me, we are voting on...
Extending the meeting 15
minutes. Dutch's motion to extend this meeting for 15 minutes.
To accommodate the chair's report.
To accommodate the chair's report, where 5 minutes given to the chair reporting, 10 minutes given to the board Q&A.
Don't forget.
Okay.
And I'm voting against.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, if you are in favor, please raise your hand for the amendment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes.
6.
Okay. Noes?
No.
Please hold, raise your hand.
Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3.
Are you voting? You have no hand up.
4, 5, 6, 7, yes.
Seven, no.
Kim did over hand up.
So,
abstentions.
Are there any abstentions?
Doesn't matter. Just pass.
Steve, how are you voting?
It didn't pass.
It doesn't matter.
You take two.
I want to abstain.
You want to abstain? So we've got.
It just didn't pass. Move forward. The abstentions are irrelevant.